AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A rough day on Wall Street. Worries over China's economy again, causing stocks to fall. The Dow Industrial hovering around the 16,000 level. It's lost some 309 points at this time. The Nasdaq is off 142. The S&P 500 has dropped 49 points on the day. Russian President Vladimir Putin tells the United Nations the effort to bring about democratic revolution in the Middle East and North Africa instead sowed the seeds of radical Islam and destruction of governments and institutions. Putin says member nations need to form an anti-terror coalition.
We must join efforts to address the problems that all of us are facing and create a genuinely broad international coalition against terrorism.
That through a UN interpreter. President Obama, in his speech, denounced Syria's President Assad and called for his ouster.
We must recognize that there cannot be, after so much bloodshed, so much carnage, a return to the pre-war status quo.
Putin and Obama are set to meet in about an hour. Obama has also hosted a summit of some UN member states to find ways to reform the peacekeeping effort. He says thousands of more troops and police have been pledged by those countries attending the gathering.
More than 50 countries, from Bangladesh to Colombia, from Finland to China, are making commitments totaling more than 30,000 new troops and police.
Obama says the United States will increase its efforts with additional officers, training, equipment, and sea and airlift systems. NASA says during the summer months, it appears, well, there are salty, flowing water on Mars. John Grunsfeld, assistant administrator of the NASA science mission, says evidence of water now and from the distant past raises a question about whether or not there could be life on Mars. This is AP Radio News. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy wants to succeed John Boehner as Speaker of the House. California Republican officially announcing for the job in a letter to Republican lawmakers today, pledging to fight for conservative principles, asking for their support. Former New York State prison worker who admits to giving hacksaw blades and other tools to two inmates who then broke out now faces years behind bars.
Joyce Mitchell cried during most of the 35-minute hearing in a Clinton County, New York courtroom.
This is by far the worst mistake I have ever made in my life. I live with regret every day and will for the rest of my life.
The judge told her that many people in the region were terrorized by the breakout and ran from their homes. He said he didn't believe her explanation that she feared her family might be harmed if she didn't help the inmates. Then he sent her off to prison for as long as 7 years under a plea deal worked out with prosecutors. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.